Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. Australia will join in the humanitarian effort, sending a specialist team to aid those on the ground in Turkey and Syria. It is the deadliest earthquake in more than a decade, with more than 12,000 lives lost. Rescue crews remain in a race against time to find survivors. A Dutch court won't prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin over the fatal MH17 crash in 2014. New evidence has revealed he did supply the missile that downed the plane, but there is no suggestion that he ordered the aircraft to be shot down.
We do have strong indications about his decision making because at this moment, Putin is still head of state. He is head of state. He has an immunity.
Canberra is clamping down on the Chinese-made CCTV cameras in government buildings, removing 900 of them. Aged care workers are threatening to quit before the end of the year if a promised pay increase is not fast-tracked. And Shane Warne has left majority of his nearly $21 million estate to his three children. It includes some prime real estate in Melbourne and a prized car collection. Todd Murphy is set to partner with Nathan Lyon in what will be his test debut during the Aussie series opener against India today. It'll also be a slice of history as two right-arm spinners haven't played in the Aussie squad in 35 years. While former test batter Greg Blewett has told Triple M, there may also be an order shock involving David Warner.
Hasn't done well in India in the past. There's a little bit of talk about maybe Travis Head and David Warner swapping, so I'll have to wait and see.
And Aussie Tyler Wright is about to surf in the women's pipeline final after advancing this morning.